And welcome to another edition of Hey Really Excited, a podcast hosted by yours truly, Ralph Iaverso, radio and TV host and web host and host of Friends. Based in New York City, you can find us online at HRE Podcast. /HRE Podcast on SoundCloud and Podomatic. Also, we have all the episodes linked at RalphieAversa.com and over at PLJ.com/Ralphie. That's the website for the station I'm based on here in New York. New York's 95.5 PLJ. However which way you're finding us, though, this week, we appreciate you. We probably, if we're a podcast, should get on iTunes at some point as well. Maybe we'll work on it this weekend when I get back home. I wasn't going to bring my laptop as I travel home, my annual trip home in July, but I think I'm going to, because I'm going home for an extended, usually I only do just a long weekend, but I'm doing like 4 days, a Saturday through Tuesday, as opposed to like a Saturday through Monday. Flying out Saturday afternoon, coming back to New York City on Wednesday morning. Home is Niagara Falls, New York. I'll fly in and out of Buffalo, and I go home every July this particular weekend. My close friends know why. It's because my mom's church's picnic is always this weekend, and it's always funny. In one weekend, it's always my mom's church's picnic, the Niagara Catholic Alumni Golf Tournament, which is my alma mater high school. I went to a Catholic high school, very small, back in Niagara Falls, called Niagara Catholic. And usually, and I haven't checked this yet, but I think Buffalo also has the Italian Festival, which is a fun time, and I've done that a few years as well. It amounts to a very busy weekend, a weekend filled with a lot of friends and family and food, aka calories. But we don't mind that. We'll take a weekend off from my picky eating and my working out. I'll get some runs in anyways. My usual route is from my home back in Niagara Falls. I go to Niagara University. The campus in Lewiston is not too far away. I go there and back. It's about 3 miles, I think. Yeah, so we'll do that hopefully a few times while I'm home. But like I said, it's great. And my mom, I mean, really, the trip home is for my mom. I don't go home too often, about 3 times a year at this point, 4 if there's a wedding. And so it's nice to get home this weekend, see family, see friends. My mom's church is St. Hagop's, an Armenian church in Niagara Falls, New York, downtown Niagara Falls near the Seneca Niagara Casino. And I like going to the picnic for a number of reasons. First and foremost, my mom appreciates it. And, you know, I think like a proud mom, she likes bragging about me to all of her friends and some other extended family. And so I get to see all of them. And also, the food at this picnic is off the chains. You know, it's all, you know, homemade Armenian food. So we'll have shish kebab, lamb and chicken. We'll have my mom's patented famous rice pilaf. We'll have some desserts, some baklava, some lakmajun. We'll have some, what's the Armenian pizza called? Or maybe is that lakmajun? That's lakmajun, sorry. We'll have baklava. We'll have choreg as well. That's the other thing that I was thinking of too. If I'm speaking foreign to you right now, I'm sorry. But just trust. Oh, we'll have dolma as well, the grape leaves. Not stuffed with meat. Just rice, homemade, hand-rolled, absolutely delicious. Looking forward to getting home for my mom's church's picnic, as well as to see other friends and family. My buddy Danny's having a joint birthday party with his wife, so I'll get to see some old high school friends there. Cousin Tony, my cousin Anthony, who's like my best friend, hang out with him at least one night. We'll see some friends in Buffalo. We got some other stuff kind of planned that we'll try to fit in over the 4 days I'll be home. A lot going on. Very, very excited, to get home to Western New York this weekend. I'm sure. Oh, by the way, real quick, too. I jumped right into that. I got to say next weekend. This weekend, it's all about Western New York going home. Next weekend is all about Make-A-Wish. We covered that last week with the podcast with Hey Really Excited. Of course, I'm going to be doing Urban Mutter. We'll include the links again if you'd like to donate to Team Ralphie. Or join Team Ralphie to participate with me in next weekend's Urban Mutter here in the city. All the money that we raise is going to Make-A-Wish America. Again, we'll include those links. So I'm sure when I go home, a lot of people are going to ask me about a Facebook post I had regarding the lead singer of Walk the Moon borrowing one of my blazers so that he could maybe wear it on Good Morning America. You really cannot make this stuff up. Walk the Moon, of course, was in studio. We aired the interview this past Monday on Ralphie Tonight. We had taped it the Thursday prior. One of my favorite bands. And whenever I interview a band that I'm genuinely a fan of, it's a cooler experience for me, but also it makes me a little more self-aware, a little more self-conscious of what I'm saying and how I'm acting around the guys, because I care a little more. I always care to the upteenth degree anything I put my name on and anything that our listeners are going to hear and or I'm going to want them to consume. But for me personally, I guess I care a little more personally when it's a band or an actor, an artist that I'm genuinely a fan of. It was great to have Walk the Moon here. I thought they were coming by to promote their new single. They were not. They were just here to talk about Shut Up and Dance. Although I found out what their next single was. They're obviously going to work it to alternative radio and rock radio first before it comes over to the pop side of things. Similar to Shut Up and Dance. It's track one from the album Talking Is Hard. And we'll play it now on Hey Really. Excited. Here's Walk the Moon, the next single, the follow-up to Shut Up and Dance, called Different Colors. Different Colors from the album Talking Is Hard. And the song is released in such a timely fashion. The Supreme Court lifting all bans on same-sex marriages throughout the country. And then, of course, you have everything that's happening with Caitlyn Jenner and the light that she's shining on the entire LGBT community, but specifically on the transgender community. I watched most of the ESPYs. They obviously took place while I was on the air, so it was tough for me to give 100% attention to them. Some great highlights. Joel McHale, hilarious. Derek Jeter, always great to see him. I'm always down for a Derek Jeter highlight montage set to some really cool music. And then, of course, Caitlyn Jenner with the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage. I thought the most poignant part of Caitlin's speech was her talking about how a trans kid who I believe was only 15 years old had committed suicide just days before her interview with Diane Sawyer aired on ABC. And I think that was really the most powerful point of things, because, and also in the piece that aired before her speech, which by the way was well done by ESPN, she talked about, Caitlin did, how she herself also had contemplated suicide and thought, well, I have a gun, maybe it's just the easy way out, no pain, I don't have to go through any of this. And you think about how many other people in the LGBT community go through that, have that conversation with themselves. So I think, you know, we'll talk about different colors coming up with Walk the Moon. We talked about on Hey Really Excited and on Ralphie Tonight a few weeks ago with Stephen Jenkins of Third Eye Blind, the song Jumper, and about how it was one of his friends who was gay, who committed suicide, who inspired that song. And it's a conversation that we had 18 years ago with that song, and that has evolved 18 years later, and that we continue to have. And I think that we need to continue to have for a number of different reasons. The biggest being, we need to preach acceptance, and we need to let others know that are going through these struggles, these identity struggles, that it's okay, that there's others going through this struggle, and that nothing, certainly not this struggle, nor anything else is worth taking your life. So with that, there are some high points, some low points, some laughter, some moments of laughter, and some more powerful moments, the highs and the lows, all covered in my chat with one of my favorite bands. I own their first album, of course. Funny thing about their first album, by the way, that I never had a chance to bring up. Every song on their first album that I really, really like has a woman's name in it. Anna Sun, Jenny, Lisa Baby. It's weird, right? I don't know. They're all good. I mean, the whole album's great. Tightrope's another one of my favorite songs. And I Can Lift a Car from Walk the Moon's first album. And of course, the second album, Talking Is Hard, top to bottom. Really, really great stuff. So glad to have these guys in studio. Kevin, Nick, Eli, and Sean. Walk the Moon stopping by for an interview. Ride her on Hey. You'll be excited. The Moon in studio, Talking Is Hard is the album, of course. Nick, Kevin, Eli, Sean, gentlemen, thank you so much for stopping by.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for having us.
I mean, the Rolling Stones gig into Good Morning America into now on the verge of the All-Star Game in your hometown of Cincy. I don't know how many hours of sleep you guys have gotten or not gotten, but I feel like it doesn't matter anyways, right? Because you guys are just buzzing.
It's more the latter.
Yeah, we are running on caffeine and adrenaline right now.
How does this buzz compare to like any other buzzes that you've had throughout your career?
I mean, at this point, it just keeps going up. It just keeps climbing. You know, we released Shut Up and Dance in September, and we're buzzing just from having the new track out and going on tour. And then we released the record in December, and then Shut Up and Dance started to go crazy, and now it just continues to grow and evolve, and we're just riding the wave, man. We're just going to keep working hard.
And Shut Up and Dance is like a top three song at pop radio right now. What's been the biggest thing that's changed for you guys since that's happened?
I don't know.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot busier.
Yeah, we're just busier. I don't know. We've always kept ourselves working around the clock. So in a way, not much has changed. I think we're going to see the results when, like, the next time we're on tour and the tour after that, to see really how the sort of spread of the song turns into people at shows, you know, because when it was really blowing up, we had already sold out our tour, so we haven't really seen yet the power of Shut Up and Dance.
Wow.
On stage. Yeah.
So because I would think there'd be maybe, I mean, I think this happens with any band that has a, because I mean, it's not like you guys didn't have a following before. Like you said, you sold out your shows already before the song was a hit, but I feel like after a song becomes a hit, especially to the magnitude that Shut Up and Dance has, bands do notice, especially in the crowd, a little bit of a change. You guys haven't seen that at all though yet.
Oh, sure.
You have. Okay.
Yeah. There was a moment in, God, was it? It was in Jersey. It was for a Philly radio station. We were playing this big amphitheater, 25,000 people, and the show was going great. You know, we were having a great time, and then we play the opening notes of Shut Up and Dance, and then we feel like the attention of every last person in this 25K crowd just right towards us, and all the hands go up, and it was like, whoa, what's happening here? And it was such a huge rush.
Yeah, now, even though we sold out that
the tour before Shut Up and Dance really blew up, we were asking every night who all has never been to a Walk the Moon show before. Mm-hmm. And more than half, if not like 75% of the hands went up.
Every single night, yeah.
But for those who aren't familiar with the band or their background, a lot of that could also be because they've been fans since the first album, but they're like me and it just... either a show was sold out before on the first tour, or you know they had to work or something like that. So I guess that can kind of play into it as well, right?
Sure, yeah,
totally.
Sure.
You know, one of the biggest changes I've seen is that I get a whole lot more texts now saying, "Hey, I heard Shut Up and Dance in XYZ bizarre situation." You know, so like I heard it at Cardinal Stadium in St. Louis, or I heard it in Victoria's Secret this morning, and I'm like, "Mom, why are you telling me this?" You know, and so I'm getting a whole lot more of that. A whole lot more. I hear the song in weird places.
Yeah,
the aforementioned Rolling Stone gig. Obviously, you got to perform it at Comerica Park in Detroit. Yeah. Nick, did you get that shirt from the Rolling Stones, or did you have
I
to
sure
buy
did.
That?
Yes, I am wearing.
That was your
I'm
compensation
my,
for the gig.
I had to buy this. Actually,
come on, really? Yeah. Actually, from the merch store, from the merch stand.
Yes, I did.
You know what they did? They caught a guy selling like bootleg merchandise out front. And security confiscated it, and they brought it back and gave it to us. So that's what we got for free. Yeah, we got free like bootleg merchandise.
So when you see Walk the Moon walking around with bootleg Rolling Stone shirts that are like kind of half faded or maybe aren't exactly cut correctly, now you know where they came from.
Right.
They didn't go to a third world country.
We went to Detroit.
They went to Detroit.
Easy.
Well, hey. I mean, they were in Detroit. I mean, we're not crapping on Detroit at all. Something else I think that might change you guys a lot with this single is the fact that it's going to, I think, effectively extend this album cycle. So I don't know if you guys are thinking about new music or not, but I would imagine even if you are, it's going to be a while before you guys release anything, right?
Probably. I mean, we are we're always coming up with things on the side, and we might be releasing something later this year just to, you know, we love giving the fans new music and whatnot, just as an interim. But yeah, we do hope to ride this album as long as possible, you know.
Are you guys writing and producing for other people yet or no?
We write with other artists and collaborate, and I don't know if we've like effectively or officially like sold a song to anybody or anything like that, but you know, we're hoping that this success turns into opportunities to work with other artists that we love.
There are a couple things coming out in the upcoming months, but they're really other people's things to announce.
Yeah.
So I don't want to blow anyone's announcement.
But
we're really
might see a Walk the Moon feature on somebody else's song. Is that what you're possibly kind of teasing
here? You just might, man.
Jack Antonoff pulls the same line. He's like, it's other people's stuff, so I can't tell you. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, we're working pretty much on an Antonoff level at this point.
Walk the Moon's here on Ralphie Tonight. All right, so the second single, I know it's not coming to Pop Radio for a minute, but what went into the decision for deciding that Different Colors, track one from the album, is going to be the next single?
I guess a lot of enthusiasm from our group and each other, and it's also a song with a really powerful or really important message to us. You know, Shut Up and Dance is awesome. We love that it sort of carried the torch for us, you know, to introduce the new record. But Different Colors is all about diversity and celebrating each other's differences and inclusion and acceptance. And so it's really exciting for us to get behind that and put that out on the radio and to see the fans' reactions and hear their stories, and you know, we want to have a positive effect on the world.
What's it like to release a song like that at a time when you have the Supreme Court ruling, and then of course you also have you know, Caitlyn Jenner shining this amazing light on the transgender community as well, on the whole LGBT community, really. What is it like to release a song like that now during like these times?
Feels awesome.
Yeah. It's incredible. We just feel like we're a part of it. We're just all on the same team out here, you know. And
it's cool to feel part of the movement.
Yeah.
I think when we wrote it and recorded it, it was a little bit more of a battle cry, you know. And as these dominoes start to topple over, and we see this positive change taking place in our country and around the world, I feel like the song becomes more of a victory march instead, you know. And it feels really relevant to be playing it right now and really cool. We actually were in Columbus, Ohio, which is effectively a hometown show for us, on the day that the Supreme Court ruling came out. And we got to have a really neat moment with the audience that night, playing Different Colors and just kind of celebrating these positive changes that are occurring right now. You know, it's dope.
I talked about something, very dope. I talked about something similar with Stephen Jenkins of Third Eye Blind in the song Jumper, how he released that 18 years ago. And obviously the way that we think about and talk about suicide has changed so much. You would like to hope for the better. Have you experienced this with any other of your songs where the scope, I mean, this is only just within a few months or less than a year of releasing the song now, the scope is already changing for you guys and the meaning's already changing for you guys. Mm-hmm. Have you experienced something like that with any other of your songs?
Sure. I mean, we put a lot of heart into it. I mean, and everything, all the lyrics come from a place, at least initially, of sort of autobiography, you know, they come from real life events and emotions. I mean, like so many songs, but, I think what has really been incredible for us is to hear from a fan face to face or in a letter that it's affected them positively. We've had a handful of young people come to us and tell us they're this many months free of self-harm or something like that. And to hear that is just so affirming and so that's part of why we got into music, is because music makes us feel alive and makes us feel like there's a reason to be alive, you know? So it's really just, I just want to keep doing it, you know?
That's so cool. On a much lighter note, though, people do still write letters and like mail you guys stuff?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. We get some weird too. Yeah.
What do you got? What's the weirdest thing? Weirdest thing?
We like to think we have a very open communication with our fans. Sometimes it maybe is a little too open. Just saying, we've gotten some things.
We've gotten some like weird photo collages with like really like personal stuff, like pets
and yeah, and like shirts I didn't know anyone knew that I had. I don't know, you know, girlfriends and brothers and sisters and we've gotten a probably the best thing was a pinata. It's called the hashtag the pinata project, and this fan basically made a call out to the internet to send her love notes about Walk the Moon, and she filled this adorable llama pinata with like hundreds of love notes and presented it to us at a show, and we didn't even have the heart to break it up.
You want to see the notes, though.
Right? We couldn't bring ourselves to hit it. Yeah. So Kevin, I spent an hour like digging my hand up the
notes out of the ass. Of the
it's a donkey, which is great. I had my
is it a donkey? I guess it's a donkey. I guess it's not a llama.
And
my heart is a llama.
You know, pulling out these notes, but.
Two things still really exists that I got from that story. A, your fans are very dedicated. B, you went out of your way to protect the fans that send you really weird stuff there because you totally kind of avoided that question. But that's cool. I think that's a cool thing that you guys just did there. So wrap it up with Walk the Moon here on Ralphie tonight. You guys obviously from Cincy. I wonder, as a bunch of Midwest kids, could you ever live in New York City, do you think? Have you ever lived in New York City, actually, for that matter? Have you guys ever?
Never lived here.
Officially. We spent odd weeks here doing work or writing.
Lots of time. We love it. Early on, I remember thinking like, oh, I'm gonna end up here for sure. Oh yeah. But we're here so much, anyways.
What's your favorite thing about it?
Food at 4 a.m.
Yes.
Anything you want.
Yes.
That suits my lifestyle.
Seamless.
I like
Uber,
the energy. Yeah. There's nowhere else are you just like constantly bombarded with culture, you know, and at this level you're just always walking around bumping into people that you would never meet anywhere else. It's awesome.
It's pretty sweet. Where are you guys based now? Are you guys still in Cincy or LA? We're
still based in Cincy. Yeah, although we've scattered a bit. Kevin has officially become a Hoosier and has an awesome new house in Indianapolis.
Nice.
Kevin owns columns now.
Wait, what? Like a temple?
It's like that big of a house with like columns on the front that you pull up, and that's sweet. At first, when you said columns, I didn't know if that was like another inside joke to like some strip club or something.
No, seriously, they're columns.
I bought columns, the strip club, down on 34th, and
shows you where my head's at living in the city. I can't even picture a house with columns.
No, we were rolling up to Kevin's house for the first time with our friends, the Griswolds, and the drummer goes, "Oh, when did Kevin retire?"
That's hilarious.
That is awesome. The new album is out now. It's called Talking Guitar. Well, it's not really new. It's been out for a minute. But the next single is Different Colors. The video is out for it as well. Walk the Moon, gentlemen. So great to have a proper sit-down chat with you guys. And safe travels. Best of luck.
Thank you.
That's Walk the Moon on Hey Really Excited. One of the interview that I'm definitely happy with. Again, like I was saying, whenever I'm a genuine fan of the band or artists, and I actually listen to their music and purchase their music and have bought tickets to their shows, or at least have made the effort to go see them live, because that's a tough thing for me to do, especially with my schedule working weeknights. I don't get to go out to a lot of shows. You know, the show's got to be happening on a weekend, basically, or I got to go take a night off. And I think I'm going to do that, because Walk the Moon's back in New York this September. It's on a Thursday night. They're performing at Central Park Summer Stage. And I think I'm going to take the night off. I know it's fall book, but whatever. Take the night off. Go see the dudes live. Walk the Moon. Go see him do the thing. So I mentioned at the very beginning of the podcast how when I go home this weekend, I think a lot of people are going to be asking me about a specific Facebook and Instagram post. I'm at Ralphie Aversa on Instagram. About Walk the Moon and about a blazer that I loaned out. So here's what went down. Walk the Moon comes in. They perform Shut Up and Dance acoustic. It was amazing. They melted my face off even though it was acoustic. We sit down to do the interview, and at this point I put on a blazer that I brought with me. It had a pin on it, a floral pin from our friends at the Thai Bar. And the blazer was a tuxedo blazer, but I was only wearing the blazer part. I wasn't wearing the tuxedo bottoms. I had purchased it on sale at Top Man because I love Top Man. So I put it on, and right away, the guys give me a compliment. They're like, "Yo, dope blazer." Nick's like, "Yo, I love that blazer." I'm like, "Oh, thanks so much, man. I really appreciate it." I receive compliments on my clothing from artists. I can remember at the Grammys, Haim complimenting me on my Jordans. So it's not out of the ordinary by any stretch of the imagination. I didn't really think too much of it. We do the interview. You just heard the interview on Hey Really Excited. And we get done with the interview, and Nick, the lead singer of Walk the Moon's like, "Yo, that jacket is so awesome." And I'm like, "Oh, thanks so much." I'm like, "All right, a second compliment. That's cool." We leave the studio. We step in front of the Step and Repeat that we have set up for the radio station to take some photos. And Nick, the lead singer again, is like, "Man, that jacket, it's just speaking to me." He's like, "Where'd you get the jacket from?" So I tell him I got it from Top Man. Got it on sale rack. No shame in my game. And then we get done taking the photos. And he's like, Nick's like, "Yo, can I try the jacket on?" I'm looking at myself, what is really going on? But hey, the guys are awesome. I'm so appreciative they came up. I'm appreciative he likes the jacket, even, to be honest. So I take the jacket off and I hand it to him. Now, the next morning, they're going to Good Morning America. They're leaving my interview to go for a fitting with their stylist for clothes for Good Morning America. Nick tries on the jacket. As soon as he tries it on, his manager looks up and she's like, "Wow, that's like a perfect fit. It looks really good on you, Nick." And Nick is loving it. So then Nick asks, somewhat tentatively, I guess this is maybe uncharted territory for him and a radio DJ who basically he had just met. I had interviewed the guys one other time at the Grammys, coincidentally enough, but it was a very quick thing and it was jumbled and wasn't really that great, to be honest. But my fault. I mean, it's tough to have a great interview at one of those junkets anyways at our red carpet radio events. But it was my fault just because of how rushed everything was, so on and so forth. So Nick tries on the jacket and he tentatively asks me if he could borrow it to maybe wear on Good Morning America. And what am I going to say? No? Of course I say yes. Like, they're one of my favorite bands. And that's like, I'm like honored that he wants to wear my jacket on Good Morning America. I will say, I would just give him the jacket if it wasn't a part of a suit, let alone a tuxedo. But I work it out with the record label. They're like, "Oh yeah, we'll get it back to you. Don't worry about it." And so, yeah, I lent it to him and he did not wear it on Good Morning America, but that's cool, whatever. And less than a week later, I have a box sitting on my desk from Walk the Moon's management company. And there is my Top Man tuxedo blazer, floral pin from the Thai Bar still intact. I wish I was getting paid to drop those brands, by the way. Or at least a discount, something for crying out loud. And also in there, a nice little note from one of the managers at the management company that oversees Walk the Moon, thanking me for letting Nick take it off my back and thanking me for the support as well. And I dropped her a line via email and I was like, nah, thank you. Thanks for stopping by. Happy I could help out. Glad Nick liked the blazer. It's always something. The job, I'll tell you, the highs and the lows of the job, it never gets old. It really does not. Pretty cool moment, nonetheless. And I'm sure, again, this weekend I will be asked about it a lot by my friends throughout Western New York because I go to visit friends and family back in Buffalo and, of course, my hometown, my home city of Niagara Falls. Looking forward to that. Thanks so much for tuning in for another edition of Hey, Really Excited. Big thanks to Walk the Moon for making some time as well. We'll catch you back again next week for another edition of Hey, Really Excited. By the way, don't forget, we are on Twitter, we are on SoundCloud, we are on Podomatic. You can find us / and/or at HRE Podcast. Thanks so much.